Hello, I'm CM Conway, the filmmaker of the witty and poignant indie, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, now on Prime Video, and funnyfailurefilm.com. On this now monthly podcast, we celebrate funny flubs, bodacious blunders, and miraculous missteps that happen to us as artists. So hone your funny bone and let's get started. Happy spring and welcome to our show, inspired by our bootstrapped indie film, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, a diverse grassroots indie dedicated to artists around the world trying to make their dreams come true while beating the odds with their heart, courage, and fortitude. Our film follows Ellie and her best friend, Ben, through the trials, tribulations, and turnarounds in the entertainment capital of the world. It also reveals a bounty of insider secrets about Hollywood, while these lead characters try to look failure dead in the eye and laugh. And that's what we try to do on this show. So if you're an artist and you've had a mishap that's happened in your creative journey, and you would like to share it on our show, please visit funnyfailurefilm.com and click on Share Your Story. Well, it's been a minute, or more accurately, a month, since our last episode. And today I would like to wish a happy birthday to a couple listeners in Oregon. It's their birthday today. Happy birthday. Today's story is a little unique as it's dedicated to a wonderful local theater in Sonoma County called Summerfield Cinemas. Today I was on social media updating our film's profile and making a post regarding an article and sharing it with our community. As luck would have it, I came across another filmmaker's post, which linked to an article about a local theater in the North Bay, California, called Summerfield Cinemas, potentially closing and being transformed to a gym. Now, I have a very fond place in my heart for this theater. Summerfield Cinemas is a wonderful local theater that is deeply supportive of independent filmmakers and local filmmakers. In fact, the public premiere of our film, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, was hosted by Summerfield Cinemas. This was in July of 2022, and it was a great experience with the professional, knowledgeable, and kind owners who were there every step of the way to assure our premiere went without a hitch. It's difficult as a local indie filmmaker to get your film in a theater, but they welcomed us with open arms and provided a fantastic venue to showcase our film, as they do with many other local films and filmmakers. They also have a bevy of international films and commercial films and have curated these cinematic treasures for years. Needless to say, when coming across this article today, I was astounded, surprised, and sad that the powers that be may have failed to see the value of this theater to its community. And after reading the article, I looked at all the comments by various members in the surrounding areas lamenting the losing of this beautiful institution. Now, this theater itself has existed in a number of iterations since about 1968, and though it did close for a while, it reopened again with a bang, establishing itself as the veritable arts institution it has become. In reading comment after comment, it's clear many people feel as I do. And this made me think a lot of the theaters that didn't survive after the pandemic. Many local theaters in our area struggled. Some closed, Some had crowdfunding campaigns and survived. And it is a symbol of a lot of the cinemas that haven't survived or are crushed by larger forces around them. There is a little silver lining to this story that, at least by this recording, Summerfield Cinemas is still alive, it's still there. And perhaps there may be hope if this theater finds enough support for it to continue. And in the end, it's not just our local theaters that need our support, as they become a central hub for not only art culture, but for the community. Maybe there's a local business in your town that may need your business. We simply can't sit idly by and let these local institutions fade away. Today is the best day to support a local business owner or business in your area, providing a clear message that they are valued and deserve to continue, creating a win for everyone. Thank you for joining us in the How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood podcast. Copyright by Showstoppers and FunnyFailureFilm.com. Intro and outro song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by David Mumford. Until next time, remember, mistakes makes art more interesting.